Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. It is a complete nonsensical show. We're just doing nothing. I've ruined the newsroom. They're out there. They have actual work to do.
Yeah. They're running covering down like stories, protests at City Hall. But
and I've got Beth and Maria out there catching quarters off their elbows.
Michael did it, and then he retired after being successful the first try.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, not Michael Kelly. Michael Calhoun.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Calhoun.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just did a dozen.
Yep.
On film.
Yep.
Yes. We will post that to Twitter later.
In fact, yep. It was 13 of them.
Yep.
So Wheels is going to do it now.
That's the play, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, now because you did it so cleanly, though, I'll just knock them all over the room. It'll be pretty hilarious, won't it?
Here you go.
All right.
Move to.
I'll move around a little bit.
Yeah, go aim somewhere that we can. If you miss them, we can pick them up.
Oh yeah, you don't want to aim them toward the garbage.
Aim them towards Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Hold on.
No, he's
film,
doing
let
it.
Film. Let me film.
Hold
okay,
on.
You're good.
Watch me smack my hand.
They are poised.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Hey!
Oh, first try.
Do I still have to buy dinner since I did it too?
No, I'll tell you what. That cancels it. You equaled it.
Well, I'm still in for the wine.
Michael, you're next.
I couldn't get
our
wine.
Boss is here. Our boss is here.
Hey, have him. Steve, come on in and you do it. You do it. Let's bring
how
the boss into the nonsense.
Steve,
this is 12.
Yeah.
You got to do
Hi,
it now.
Steve.
Did you it's do this little... in Oakville?
Yeah.
This is probably a lot of money in Oakville.
I'm going to warn you.
I'm from Oakville.
Steve. Now, I'm going to warn you. If you leave the long sleeves on, it may not go well.
Yeah, take both layers off.
It works better with just off your elbow.
Here we go. Dun, dun. Oh, I hope he breaks something.
I have not done this in...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh!
Hey! Most of them.
All the ones. What did you get? Did you get all 11?
I got one. This one.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
That's impressive.
Michael?
Oakville. I can't do it. I could try one.
All right.
I want to see you try right. 12.
This is great radio.
Oh!
Yeah, don't try to catch it. Just let your hand hit it.
You just have your hand replace your elbow. That's the trick.
Like Andrew, you want right to come
there.
Try it?
Andrew? Rach, you want to try?
I'll try.
Oh, you know, I will say, he's got a disadvantage because he's got long arms.
Yes, he does.
I'm not even kidding.
I have pretty long arms.
Yeah, I mean, I David, your arms are not as short as mine, and Steve has arms that are
Rach, you want me to film you?
No, it's okay.
Yeah? What's that?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Michael will be the cameraman. All right, here you go, Andrew.
All right.
Aim toward something important.
This is 12.
This is 12.
Never seen 12 quarters, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh!
Cut one?
Oh, he got one. But he got the important
you
one.
You get to keep what you catch.
Yeah.
25 cents it worked today. Not bad.
Isn't this great?
It's fun.
We used to do this all the
it
time.
It's fun.
Like,
be out like there. Being a kid again.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip all the quarters into,
yes, into
Steve,
the board.
Steve did it aimed at the microphones.
Yeah, that's okay.
I lost a few of them.
All right.
Let's do the seven. There's no way.
No, you're not going to be able to do it. Oh, lefty.
Even, Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, get the elbow above your shoulder a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. That's a different style? She popped him up and caught him.
Yeah, how many? You got most of them, didn't you?
No, I got two.
Oh, I thought did they land on your coat.
That's okay. 50 Cent.
I didn't hear him land. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. So did you have this much fun in Italy?
Boom! This is what he did in Italy the whole time.
It pretty much ended like this every night.
Was it? Yeah.
It was like this.
Shenanigans. Yeah.
By they the were, end in, of the they night, were in Venice.
Yeah, you're snapping.
Yeah, snapping coins quarters.
That's all they're doing in Venice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, past the Doge's palace and then be like, zip.
Wheeler is just a continuing blossoming onion of information. He's got all this culture. He's been everywhere in Italy.
He has.
He's been talking to me about
Lake Maggiore is really cool, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, you were on my mind because the last time I was on with you. You told me a story about how you would throw your keys into a snowbank.
Yes.
Well, I spent half my flight to Germany wondering, like, what is that? I mean, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then I started to think, well, do I want to throw things into a snowbank? So I'm wondering if it's just kind of like, is it like a mindworm thing or what? Because it messed with me.
It's like I can't go to weddings because I'll take my shirt off and rub my nipples. Like, I just always think to myself, like, what's the worst? Here's what I think. What if I did it? What if I did it? Like, what if I took my shirt off at this wedding? And so the same thing with throwing keys. How bad? It would be so bad. It would take me forever to find them. I might have to wait for it to melt. Yoink, there they go.
And then you execute on it.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Right.
But I went through a phase not that long ago, like right before the show, where I was throwing big bunches of keys at Metro buses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said that to me, and I literally thought about it for a long time, and it messed with me. And then I was thinking, well, I've got my only key to my hotel room. What if I drop this into the canal? And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Block Glover out.
Yes, yes. That's always a good idea. That was fun. So tell us about your trip.
Oh, it was great, man. Flew to, first of all, we are fortunate. When we all grew up here in St. Louis, there was a time where we used to have nonstop flights to some of the biggest cities in the world, you know, London, Paris, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's just no longer
TWA.
The case. And now, but we do have this flight to Frankfurt, mm-hmm. and it is a blessing.
Was it Lufthansa?
Yeah, Lufthansa.
Was it, like, next level?
No, it was just, it's a flight, and you get there, but the worst part about traveling, I think, overseas, particularly when you come home here in St. Louis, is you were having to stop in Dallas or, you know, New York.
Do customs there.
And then you know what happens. Then you miss your flight to St. Louis or something happens and after all that time. So to have that and to be able to get into Europe so easily is really nice. So did that flight, was impressed with it, and then just hopped over to Venice, which is kind of like a theme park. It's the only way I could explain it. It's unreal. It's like the whole city of St. Louis. Everywhere there's a road, it's water. But it's much more compact than that, and that was really cool. I guess the coolest thing we did, we went to Tuscany and hung out there, and it's just outside of Florence, and just spectacular. And made a stop to Verona, and Verona is where Romeo and Juliet were, mm-hmm. and I went to go see if Juliet was there. She's not.
Do they have a spot?
Oh, yeah, they've got a spot, and the balcony that they say, obviously, it's probably a lot of fiction there, you know, whatever. But then we went to dinner in that little town, and you sat down, and the main cuisine there, anyone?
Hmm.
Horse meat.
No.
Oh, wow.
And so it's on every menu, and you look at it, and I was like, okay, so this is like code for something else, like this is foul. What do you mean it's horse meat? No, it's truly horse meat, and it's in Verona, Italy. You can Google it and see it. Everywhere you went, that was what was on the pastas made with horse meat.
Did you have it?
No. So, and I couldn't, you know, and they would, of course, they had the beef options for you as well.
Right.
And I didn't do any of it because I was like, you know, if
didn't
there's
trust
horse
it.
Meat in the back, that it's getting into something. And I stuck with just pasta there. But, I mean, people go there for it.
Wow.
The other thing, just weird observation, the amount of Eastern European Russians I ran into was pretty stunning to me.
Huh. Wouldn't think of them as being traveling people to Italy.
Well, and apparently there's supposed to be all these sanctions that you can't go to the EU, but it was very present. They were very everywhere. And so that was kind of an interesting observation. And it's amazing they still haven't figured out the whole bathroom concept in Europe yet. Like, the bathrooms are so small. You know what I mean? I couldn't.
Did you come across the ones that were just a hole in the floor?
Yeah.
And I mean, just a hole in the floor and a closet.
And they've been doing it. In very civilized places, it would be like
that. Yeah, yeah.
I would have to go to the hospital. I couldn't do number two in a hole in the floor.
Oh, well.
I mean,
I'm doing hard time in Menard.
Yeah. Anyway, well, what's crazy is some of the in nice hotels, your toilet, your sink, and your shower are essentially just the same room.
Yeah.
Like you're on a cruise ship, and the water pressure's terrible, and the water there's really
we're kind of spoiled over here.
Yeah, we have the convenience and of our lives.
Did they give you ice? Like in your Cokes and stuff?
I was just drinking wine. No. There were some folks that were getting some ice, but they kind of are used to Americans asking for ice.
Yeah, they look at you funny when you do. And when you ask for butter, if you ask for butter with the bread, they look at you like...
They don't need butter on bread?
No, you just do olive oil. You dip it in the olive oil and stuff, yeah.
Totally.
How is the Ferrari plant?
That is spectacular.
Oh, jealous.
So that they've taken over this
whole...
Wheeler
jealous.
Yeah, they know. they've taken over this whole town, and we just kind of did the museum. Which is cool. You get to see a lot of the old F1 cars and then the Ferraris throughout the years. But they have some huge brand new complexes that are being built there where the F1 guys are. And Ferrari's in this huge expansion mode. So it's this whole little town, but it's still as quaint and as cute as you can imagine. I got to drive a Ferrari.
Wow.
So that was super cool.
Now I'm really just...
Did it live up to the hype?
Yeah, well, it was kind of weird because we were on a highway. We were in this almost like industrial park thing. So there were a couple of places where the guy would say, go ahead, hit it, and you could go for a half mile and really rev it up. But what really does it for you is the sound.
Yeah.
The sound of the – and not only the sound when you're accelerating –
when you let off,
your foot off,
it pops.
Oh, man, it just – it feels – so empowering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Driven it.
I'm having a good time. 322 DGS on KMOX. Happy, cozy, gloomy Friday out there. Tomorrow's supposed to be really nice. Rach, you want to do Razor's Edge or Fast Food News?
Sure.
Dealer's Choice?
Let's see. Which one should we do? I think this will be fun to do with Michael here. Okay. I saw on Reddit last night when I was doing some show prep on the subreddit Movie Critic, what is the most overrated movie of all time? And I have a list here of what people say they think is the most overrated. I thought maybe we could see if we agree with this and maybe throw our own... picks into the mix here. The number one most overrated movie of all time that seems to come up is Avatar, which is actually, I've never seen Avatar before, but I remember the hype whenever it came out and it was insane. And then, the second one just came out recently. What do you guys think? Have you seen that movie?
I've seen the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw them both.
Yeah. I mean, I remember thinking it was fine.
I think it's one of those where the hype probably exceeded the quality, but it was still good.
You know what? Here's a subcategory. It's the one movie that I was angry that the star was not a star. And typically I like movies without stars. Like, I can really just completely forget who this is. But Matt Damon was supposed to do the movie and then backed out to do something else. And they hired that one guy whose name I still don't know. But that bothered me. The fact that he was just such a nobody and he wasn't that good. But the effects were really cool.
Okay, next up, The Irishman. We remember when this came out, like 4 years ago.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I mean...
Nick and I watch that a couple times a year.
It's hard. It was hard because, like, the story's pretty good, but the CGI is stupid.
Yeah, like, the uncanny valley-ness was...
Like, you can't... You had a guy that looked like who's 80, supposedly beating somebody up, moving in slow motion.
Yeah, it was bad. Like that part was bad.
Yeah, like there were and that took me out of it.
Yeah,
but I like the story though. Like the story's really interesting, especially when you're looking at them when they are older, when you're seeing it in real time.
I've seen it a couple of times. It's just one of those that you can't watch in one sitting.
Yeah,
yeah, it's too long.
And there are some long ones that you have to watch in one sitting, like The Godfather. Like if I get sucked into The Godfather, I'm staying.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is The Notebook. Have you guys seen The Notebook?
Yes.
It's like the classic girl movie.
Yeah. Fine.
I just said the other day, I hope I never see that movie again. I watched it so much when I was a teenager that now I'm just like, I could write
the
script
for
myself.
When you were a kid?
I did like it. I liked it a lot. But now I'm just like, I've seen it. It just gives me a headache to think about watching it again for whatever reason. But there was a lot of hype surrounding that. The Revenant. I love that movie.
I do too.
I don't think there's any
overrated there.
I've only seen it the one time, but I liked it. I gotta watch it again.
I think Andrew will agree with this one, but if we're talking about Christmas movies, Elf.
Yeah, highly.
You hate Elf?
I'm not a huge fan of Elf.
I like
not an Elf lover.
I do too. I like Elf.
And also, if we're talking Christmas movies, Christmas Story as well has to be on the
list.
Yeah, we had this fight last year too.
Yeah.
It's fine for that 24 hours.
Ugh. Yeah.
It doesn't need to be on any other days.
I agree.
You know how they run it back to back to back to back.
I agree.
Fine.
It's definitely that. Christmas Vacation is by far the best Christmas movie, though.
Okay, here's another one. I wholeheartedly agree, and let me also put the disclaimer on it that I really, truly enjoy this movie, but Barbie received so much hype, and it was like, this is the feminist anthem of the century, and nothing will ever top it. I watched it, and I'm like, okay, it was funny, and Ryan Gosling was very funny, and it was, you know, a cute, clever movie, but people were acting like it was the greatest movie that's ever come out, and I just thought, it was pretty good. I didn't think it deserved
it. I doubt I ever see it.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I've never seen it, no.
But a movie can be okay and still be wildly overrated.
True.
Right? It doesn't mean it wasn't good. No. It just means that the hype exceeded it. Because, like, for me, the most overrated movie I can think of that I saw is Titanic.
That was my next one.
Yeah. Huh. It's visually interesting when all the bad stuff's happening, but, like, I don't care about Jack. I hated him.
I don't know, guys. I was pretty invested in
him. He's annoying. He's annoying.
I hated him.
I was glad there was no room for him on the door.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Were you seeing it in theaters?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I was in that like high school age where, I don't know, it kind of gets you because, you know.
Mike, what about a movie called Hot Frosty where a woman builds a snowman who comes to life as a super hot, ripped guy and they fall in love? Would you see that?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
On Netflix right now.
Wheeler says
it's Frosty.
Oh, I saw that they've got a Christmas. That's what it is—a super ripped dude.
Yeah,
well, I mean it's a hot guy made out of snow.
A Wheeler.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? He's playing with us.
Here
Dave, you there? Dave, not there.
Hold on. Let me try something.
Okay.
You know, because things sometimes
work. Yeah,
sometimes
sure.
Yeah.
Ghost of the machine.
Hey, Dave, can you hear us?
And you want to see if we can get him on the phone?
Yep.
Cool.
So sorry about that.
Well, you know, sometimes the new stuff.
After Wheels and I catching 12 quarters off our elbow, I don't care what happens today.
Yeah, we don't have anything to apologize for.
No.
This show is a victory.
We'll just walk out right now.
Yeah. And by the way, when I told Maria Kina that we did that, I think she might have, like, for a split second lost it. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe you guys did that.
Well, she's in the club now.
Yeah.
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 She'll be doing that all weekend.
Videos at at DGS on KMOX on Twitter.
There you go. Join us on Twitter, DGS on KMOX. Yeah, you're doing a great job with that, by the way.
Having fun.
He really is.
You're a monster.
Yep. During the show.
Yes.
Although, to be fair, there's not much to tweet outside of the show.
True.
It'd be a weird thing to be like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Dave joined us now. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
Yes.
I don't know. For some reason, the computer wasn't finding my microphone, so I've got to work on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. How do we do on the forecast yesterday?
We're pushing 50,000 right now.
Wow.
Very nice.
That's fantastic.
That's good. That's very good. I don't know what the KMOX site has gotten, but just on Facebook, that's what we're hitting.
That's good.
Love it.
Boy, you called the end of Thanksgiving or the end of November into December. It looks really cold.
It does. It really does. I've been kind of holding on to that idea for a while, though we talked a little bit about it about a week and a half ago. So it's a real chill starting to come in here. I do want to go all the way out through Thanksgiving with some details, but we've got still a lot of clouds around for this evening. It's chilly to cold. Wind is light, though. That's the good news. 32 for the low. Saturday, mostly sunny. It's not a bad afternoon. 52. It is the week. Yeah, well, the weekend before Thanksgiving, so we'll take that. 39 Saturday night, Sunday mostly sunny, 62. We do have a cold front coming in late Sunday night and into Monday. There'll be a couple of rain showers late Sunday night, be a couple of rain showers on Monday, 55 for the high, so we're still in the mild air. I anticipate skies clearing out fairly quickly Monday evening, and we're going down into maybe the mid-20s on Monday night. And so the Thanksgiving week, other than Monday, is going to be cold. Thanksgiving Day will be cloudy with periods of cold rain showers, 42 for the high on Thanksgiving. And there is a shot of some sloppy, wet snow late Wednesday night into Thanksgiving morning. So let's just put that on the table for now.
Okay. Rach thought she saw a snowflake today.
It's possible. It's certainly possible. There's been a pretty good snow. You probably saw the football game last night in Pittsburgh. There's been a pretty good snow across Chicago, the Great Lakes, the Ohio Valley. And we were on the tail end of that, so I don't think you were seeing anything, but you could have seen a flake falling here and there.
Wheels, did you see that game last night or highlights?
Yeah, I was watching most of it.
Pretty fun.
I mean, it was entertaining.
Fun.
It was not. It wasn't the best football, but
right.
I mean, no. Who cares?
Anytime they play in the snow, it's cool.
Yeah, it sounds like. Yeah. By the way, just if you're looking for that kind of game, Thanksgiving Day in Green Bay is supposed to be really cold and lots of
and
snow.
And it's Miami, right?
And they're playing against Miami, which that favors the Packers quite a bit. Yeah, yeah. Some people try to poo-poo that whole like warm weather team playing in the cold and snow. I don't think you can poo-poo it, man. You're not. Your body's not ready for it. Having been in South Florida for 4 years, we went up north to play Notre Dame in the spring, and it was like 34 degrees, and we were dying.
Yeah.
You couldn't even feel the baseball. You don't feel right.
Yeah.
And I know it's football, and it's a little bit different, but, yeah, it's going to be that'll be a wake-up call.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Before I get into headlines, I do want to say one more thing about the winter forecast. Dave always posts pictures of his pups alongside the seasonal forecast, and I always love them. But I really, Dave, I wanted to tell you I especially enjoyed the pics this time. Especially, is that Snowflake with her little arm around Rain in one picture?
Yes. Snowflake has become the protector now. So, yeah, they tend to hold paws when they're sleeping.
Oh, that's so cute. No, that's
really cool.
The other thing, and there's one picture of Rain, who will be 14 at the first of the year. Hopefully she makes it that long. But she's lost most of her hearing. So what she does in my little garage office here is she falls asleep on my shoes. So I can't leave without her.
Yeah.
Aww, that's so
she's funny. Smart. She can't hear anything other than a dish rattling. She can hear a dish rattling from about a mile away.
That's so cute.
That's very sweet.
When we lost Augie, I cried as hard as I did when I lost my dad. I mean, it was they're so completely wonderful. It's not,
yes.
And I always say, like, if they could speak, you'd like them half as much, right? Because, you know, you make little voices for them and little personalities, and when they go, it's just so tragic.
No, man, look, it's literally every day. You're not with your best friend every day. You're not with most of your family every day. You know, I mean, it's an everyday, all the time kind of thing. Yeah.
And very few people have devotion to you like that dog does.
Yeah. Right? No, they are 100% locked in on you.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some headlines before we get all
weepy,
more emotional than we are. Yeah. All right, so if you are a fan of Vice President Harris and you're still smarting after the last election, this might make you feel a little bit better. She got the third highest popular vote of all time, even more than Trump got in 2020. So right now, the current standing is President Biden with the most votes for the popular vote ever, then President Trump in this past election, and then Kamala Harris. So, I mean, it wasn't a total, we talk about how it was like a complete wipeout, and it kind of was, but she still did very well.
I saw a similar article,
All right, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's romance, quote, clearly inspired a new TV Christmas movie. It's called Christmas in the Spotlight, and it's on Lifetime, and it features a storyline inspired by Swift and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. The script writer is a devoted Swift fan and included little Easter eggs for fellow fans to enjoy. Hallmark also has a Christmas movie called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, and it pays tribute to family traditions and the Kansas City Chiefs with a storyline centered around the team's dedicated fans. It even has a small role for Donna Kelce.
So
how do you feel about that, Wheels?
Yeah, hate it.
I mean, why don't you gonna watch that? Why don't you just watch the news? Watch any Chiefs game, you're going to see.
Any Chiefs game, yeah. Right.
Speaking of the Kelces, Jason Kelce is getting his own late night show on ESPN called They Call It Late Night with Jason Kelce. It's going to air for five consecutive Friday nights starting on January 3rd. It'll feature football guests, comedy, and music from the Philly band Snack Time, filmed in front of a live studio audience in Philadelphia.
I hate that.
I was going to say I thought it sounded fun, but
no. Again, pure jealousy and resentment. That's all it is.
One more sports story here. I think we were talking about this off the air, Wheels, but the NBA has a memo out to players encouraging increased vigilance regarding home security following some break-ins. We've seen it for people like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, obviously not in the NBA, but the FBI has linked these burglaries to organized theft groups using advanced techniques like pre-surveillance and signal jamming devices. The thieves are primarily targeting cash, jewelry, watches, and luxury items. And the NBA is advising their players to enhance home security measures, like get updated alarm systems with cameras, use safes, and remove online real estate listings that reveal interior photos of their homes.
Mm. So they know they're rich and they know when they're gone.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're traveling. Yeah.
An emperor penguin found on a beach in Australia was released back into the Southern Ocean after being cared for by a wildlife caregiver. His name was Gus. The penguin had lost weight but gained back some while he was being cared for. The penguin's journey highlights the threats faced by emperor penguins due to climate change and disappearing sea ice in the Antarctic. His release was crucial as the summer approached, allowing him to return to his natural habitat and thermoregulate.
I bet he had some stories.
Oh, yeah.
It's like no one believed him.
You guys won't believe this.
There are these hairless monkeys, and they have the car keys.
They kept saying, g'day.
Gus is always making stuff up. Okay, if Wheels isn't already mad enough, this story's going to do it. They did a study, and it turns out that King Charles's coronation cost the United Kingdom taxpayers $90.7 million.
Wow.
You know, honestly, that doesn't anger me because it's not our tax money. But
that's
like,
if
I further explain to me, like, I don't get it. Why would any of that ever have to come from anyone else? They're billionaires. The royal family are worth billions. Why do they not just pay for it themselves?
And they already have all the crowns and the.
Yeah.
You know, the scepter.
They got the stuff.
Stuff.
I hate those guys so much.
Yeah, the stone of scone. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
351 DGS. We got Bernie Miklas coming up at the top of the hour in the 4 p.m. It's been a fun show today.
Oh, yeah.
And here I wanted to fake being sick and leave.
See?
But that feels like a million years ago.
Four so different than 1250.
Yes.
It's a 12:50 kind of vibe where you're like, oh.
I will say the good thing about this show is if I start in like not the best mood, I usually end up in a great mood.
It's a great thing to say.
And if I start in a great mood, I usually stay in a great mood. It's very, very rare that it's going to go down.
Where the show takes you down. Yeah. I hope people feel that way out there.
I hope so too.
Yeah, I think so. I think overall, it may not be the best show in the world, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's the best show in the world.
I think it's the best show in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that.
I think it's the best show
trying
in the world.
To be humble.
I just Googled it, and the scientific study said that.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Very nice.
From the Harvard School of Radio Science.
Harvard School of Knowing Stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oxford.
Harvard School of...
School of...
Are you impressed when people have gone to Harvard?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever met someone in real life that went to Harvard.
Yeah. Jared Young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a part of it is because I know...
I think Lucas went there as well for something.
Oh, well, then I've met tons of people who are Ivy Leaguers.
I know there are a lot of legacies there, but it's not the majority of students. So, I mean, I know that you've at least put in your work, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you're not getting in there unless you've got straight A's.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the very least, it tells me... Yeah, it may not tell anybody that you're like a genius, because genius is different than getting good grades, right? But it tells you at the very least you do your work. And,
yeah.
you're diligent about it.
Yes.
And disciplined about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same way I view people that play professional sports, too. Mm-hmm.
They've earned it.
Yeah. I mean, you put in the time, man. You didn't just get there. Again, there are legacies in sports, too. There are people that whose names help them out, you know, family. But it's the small percentage. It's a really small percentage.
What about magic cards? Do you
I do the same thing, yeah.
Them?
Yeah. Yeah. The people that rise to the Lucas Coast level.
Yeah. I think anyone who's, I've always said, you know this about me, anyone who can do something I can't do, like Greg Damon fixing cars, I'm impressed.
Greg's a wizard.
Fixing cars is like, that's a big one. Like, I just had, that's such a gap in my knowledge.
Oh, you know,
and it's
both,
such
brother.
A, like, it's such a, like, important thing that I just don't know anything
and I
about.
I know it's sort of a ham-fisted stand-up joke, but it happens to be true for me, and I think a lot of people my age, that I grew up with a World War II dad who did not suffer fools, and I was a fool. And when he would work on the car, changing the oil or, you know, checking the carburetor or something, and he would try to loop me in, I'm sure because my mom was like, Jack, why don't you let him help? I'll tell you why I don't, GD, let him help because he can't hold the light. So, oh, Jack. And so I'd go out there and hold the light, and a squirrel would come by, and I would turn it, and he would just, he would just go off.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just inextricably linked to that.
It's just one of those generational things too, right? Being like the generations of dads that were like,
you know,
our
great
dads
though?
Like that.
I am not a perfect parent, and I was probably too soft. I can honestly say I never once did that to my kids. Not one time.
The what kind of the
lose it?
Lose it. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I did either. But my kid was
I was lucky.
I say the same
Phoebe
thing.
Phoebe didn't just get mean until she was about 18.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my kid still hasn't gotten mean. It's been like. Oh.
Maybe when she's 50, she'll just go real south.
Maybe, and I'll probably deserve it.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.